B-Pod Studios.
Langhorne, Doylestown, Westchester, Mechanicsburg, and Newtown. FredBeansFord.com. Based on 2018 Ford truck sales. Stock number F8234SL. 36 months, 10,500 miles per year. 944 due at signing. Tax tag, title, and dock fees extra. Includes competitive loyalty and college grad rebates. Must qualify. NS4119.
What are you working for? It's about more than what you do. It's about achieving something greater for yourself and for others. So ADP is enabling people to work better and embrace new challenges. To work anywhere and everywhere. And helping everyone reach their full potential. At ADP, we're designing a better way to work. So you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Take live sports betting to the next level at Sugar House Casino Sportsbook by building your bets at sugarhousecasino.com/quickbets. Catch all the action with a beer in hand from the best seat in the house. Philly loves a winner. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When's the best time to buy a new car? Today at Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Every day, Colonial sells new cars at surprisingly low prices. Plus, no one will give you more for your trade. Up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Or if it's a real hoopty, Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown will give you $6,500 guaranteed, no matter the condition. Now, about those prices. How about a new 2019 Hyundai Kona for only $144 per month? Or a brand new Tucson for as little as $174 per month? Or a new Elantra from a rock bottom? $13,950. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Get to Colonial Hyundai today, located on Route 30 in Downingtown. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. The fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai.
KBB offer or $6,500 included at dealer-listed price. Offers cannot be combined and includes all rebates and incentives. Tax and tax additional. Kona and Tucson are with $49.95 down, 36 months, 12,000 miles per year. Vehicle must be financed through dealership. See dealer for full details.
Oh, yeah! Sports Voice of the New Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
All right, it's 5 o'clock hour. The precarious 5 o'clock hour on the Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. 5 o'clock hours brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off, interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, so I want to thank the people. I played golf this on Sunday at Hartfeld National, like way down in Elverson, I think. No, I don't know where that is. Where it's like way down, like Kennett Square area, Westchester. But so I'm playing, and the cart lady comes around, and said we're at a certain hole, and she goes, "Are you Mike Mussinelli?" And I'm thinking, "Oh my God, something happened." And she says, "This guy at the club wants to buy you a drink," like on the course.
Well, that's
nice.
Yeah.
So after a round, I met the guy. I chatted up with him. Real nice fellow. He said he saw me on the putting green, and he knew I was playing. He wanted to send a drink out.
That's super nice.
Cool. That's a good feeling.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Played twice this weekend. One in cold and one in nice weather.
Yeah, because Sunday was nice. Was Saturday? Would you play Saturday? Was bad.
But Saturday was windy and cold.
Yeah, it was real windy on Saturday.
Yeah, it was bad.
You know,
yesterday
well
was
day.
A beautiful day.
I know, and now today it's like I'm tired.
What is it? Is it bad out there?
I just got cold again. As the day has gone. It was like 50 in the morning, mm-hmm. and now it's 44. It got cooler as the day went on.
Someone said mm-hmm. it's pouring out right now.
Anyway, this guy's name was Larry, and he had red hair.
Oh, thanks, Larry.
For people to know Larry out there. In fact, the cart lady had red hair. As she says, he's the only ginge in the club. So when you go into when you go into the bar afterwards, you'll notice him right away.
There's Lair.
And there was Lair.
Huh.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Jim in Palmyra. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Hey, Mike, this is a first-time caller. How are you?
What's up, Jim?
Well, guess what, Mike? I live in Jersey. I mm-hmm. can bet on the games. So I played the Sixers at the beginning of the year, looking at their schedule, figuring that they'll never win 55 games. Now I'm sitting here on the edge of my seat. I don't know. Do you think I can do it, Mike?
55 games would mean they would have to lose only one game the rest of the year?
Right. If they lose one game.
I think you've got a real good shot. Mm-hmm. How's that?
That sounds good.
Now, is 55 a push?
No, it's 54
and a half. Oh! Well, I tell you what, it can't get any closer for you, man. Really? That's a definite sweat out. That's why I don't play anything like that. I'm a strict money line guy where I have control over the result.
Well, I learned a lesson, Mike. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one.
You got it, buddy. In fact, like, North Carolina plays Auburn, right? There's no way that Auburn beats North Carolina. Is there a line? Is there a money line on that? Because that's worth putting a ton of money.
At all on
that's worth putting a ton of money on North Carolina in that game. On a money line, straight up money line, forget what the line is. Now, North Carolina's got to be favored by at least 6-7 in that game, if not more.
I'll look it up and get back.
Now your game that you should bet is Oregon, money line, straight up over Virginia, because you hate Virginia, and you don't believe in them. So that should be...
No, I'm not doing that.
That should be your bet.
I'm not doing that bet.
What? Oregon over Virginia?
I got the line.
You don't respect Virginia.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah, that's a sucker bet. They're going to win that game.
Sucker bet?
Yeah, here's another reason why.
What?
I'm looking at it. They're 8.5-point favorites in that game. Virginia.
Auburn? Or North Carolina?
No. What? You're talking about Virginia.
Virginia's 8.5-point favorites in that game?
And they're minus 435 on the money line. Yeah, I'm not betting against them. He's flushing money.
Oregon with the points is a play there.
All right, let's look at the other one.
North Carolina.
They're minus 220. Minus 220.
That's stealing.
Yeah, I see some 210, but
there's
most places.
No way that Auburn wins that game.
And they're 5-point favorites
five
in
points.
The game. Yeah. And minus 220.
Yeah, I'm zeroed in.
No, I'll bet Carolina. I'm not touching that. I'm not going to root for Virginia, so I can't bet for them. And I'm not going to. No, I'm not touching that.
That's almost
that
too easy, Carolina or Auburn. Money line straight up bet.
Yeah, I'm going
to let's go to Steve in Philly. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's
Steve.
Up, Mike?
What's up, Stevie?
I'm feeling good about the Sixers. I don't know what all the concern is.
What are you feeling good about? How far can they go?
Well, I tell you the truth. They showed me a lot against Milwaukee. They showed me against Boston. I think they got the best starting five in the East. And Jimmy Buckets is starting to play. He shows me he's back.
We'll see in the playoffs if Jimmy Buckets, plays that full game that they need from him.
Well, I think he'll do it. I think he's stepping up to the plate.
See, we won't know. We won't even know in the first round.
Right, exactly.
We got to wait till the second round to really know what they're all about, and it's annoying.
I think the fans get too, the Atlanta game was no big deal. It's a letdown game. Everybody has a game like that. I said playoff time. Only thing I'm suspect about is our bench.
Well, you but should be suspect about it because their bench is not very
no
good.
No concerns.
Yeah, I see. I got conned. I thought their bench had been solidified, and it's really no better than it ever was.
No, it's a little
like
weak.
Marginally with Mike Scott gives you a little something, but
right. But they'll tweak that next year.
Well,
but
yeah, next year is not what I'm worried about.
The finals in the East.
Can they
compete?
Can they play their starters enough minutes to be viable in two straight possible seven-game series?
It's the NBA. They make a lot of money.
I know they make a lot of money, but let me tell you something about a seven-game series. It's grueling. When every possession matters, And you got to beat a team seven. Both of those series are going to go seven, probably. No?
Toronto seven.
That's going to have to be a game seven win in Toronto.
Yep.
Just like the old days.
Yep.
When AI and company pulled it off.
Yeah.
But that game was here.
Yeah.
And that game was the game that Vince Carter
missed the buzzer beater.
But he went to get a graduation.
Yep.
That day.
And I remember McGinnis was like, oh, the graduate. That's why you missed
that shot. Was dead online, too.
Yep. And that was the game where AI had
and
a
bunch. And then he sweat at the Milwaukee series.
Yeah, that one went seven. No, this one goes, this series with the Bucks goes six.
I remember the angst I got through when I went through those two series with Milwaukee and Toronto. God, they were like, that sucked your blood out.
You were living and dying then.
Yeah, and yeah.
With every dribble.
Exactly. You were living and dying. And I see the same thing happening. Let's go to Wayne and Clifton. Wayne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Wayne.
Hey, Mikey, how are you?
What's up, Wayne?
Getting ready for this Sixers game tonight. Should be a great win. Shouldn't have a problem with that.
No, but the line will tell you they're having a problem.
The line's a little weird. It should be probably somewhere around 5 or 6. I don't know why it's down to 1.
Point a
one
half.
And a half. I
point
think.
A half.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
It is.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
If we had one max deal to give out, Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris?
But yeah, but that wouldn't apply because they have two to give out.
They do, but will they?
you asking me who I prefer?
Yeah.
I'm a Butler guy. Butler does more than Tobias Harris.
Okay.
I mean, he just does. Tobias Harris is a nice player, but Butler does everything. You know, he defends. He's clutch. Tobias Harris is a nice player on a good team who can really help you, but he's not Butler.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, do you agree with that or maybe not?
100%. Okay. I mean, Jimmy makes the plays that we need to be made. He plays great defense. But something about Tobias Harris, I'd love for him to stick around.
Yeah, he's a nice player. They need to include him. And I think their plan is that when they made the deals, that they want to keep them together. And they should.
Yeah. They should.
And they add like three really good players for their bench next year. Well, there you go. There's your champion.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
All
Sixers
right.
win tonight, though, Mikey?
I don't know. I'd love to say yes, but I'm somehow I'm scared now. That stupid-ass line.
They're only minus 125.
Something fishy.
Somebody must be sitting, and we just haven't heard it yet. It's got to be. Somebody's sitting today. That's what it has to be.
And we just haven't heard it yet?
We just haven't heard it yet. Someone's resting. It has to be that. Why is that so thin?
I don't know.
Because I'm starting to think Orlando's going to win the game. I don't want them to win.
Dude, how about Gonzaga, Florida State?
Oh, I got to hold
it down. The Seminoles upset them? Money line?
No, I'm not. I can't have that.
Zach,
I
need you get Duke, 7.5.
I need Duke to feel a little pain. So,
here's a good money line winner for you, Texas Tech.
I like that squad.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I like that squad.
Jerome in Elkins Park. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Hey, what's up there, Mike?
How you doing, buddy?
All right, I'm pretty good. Is Brett Brown good enough a coach in your mind to take in win the East?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, but we will find out. This is the big test year. You know, I'm already on record saying if they didn't get past the second round, and they may have to get past the Milwaukee Bucks for me to say, yes, he's the coach that should go forward.
Well, because I asked the question because this thing of making Jimmy Butler the closer and then having, say, Ben Simmons away from the basket because they don't want him to shoot foul shots, or it's as though, and this is Brown's contraption because he stated it, and you recall it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to take and just put, you know where Butler's going to be. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on that right side.
Yeah.
That's where he feels comfortable coming
yeah,
in.
First of all, I don't think he should be afraid of that anymore. I think Ben Simmons is shooting foul shots well enough to be engaged with the ball in the fourth quarter.
I love the fact that down in the closing minutes of that Boston game, he drove to the basket.
That's exactly why I just said what I said. Because he can make a play like that from the top.
That's right. So this is what I'm saying. They have enough talent where it shouldn't just be a designated closer.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think that can take and that well is going to produce water?
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I only want to use a second on this. What do you think of this young kid, Trae Young, for the Hawks?
Nice player.
He's a nice player. But my thing, but get back to the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is where...
Steph Curry-esque, Trae Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. This is what it seems with me. Is that he allows the players and their pros to take and decide what the fate is going to be without him inserting himself, without worrying about hurting feelings. You understand what I mean? As far as a coach.
Yeah, I'm not quite following you.
Okay, look. Embiid to try to take, and then, because they were all kind of playing a lackadaisical game, you could see it. But at this point in time, for him to try to dribble from where he was for the two occasions and to get into the basket or shoot a shot, you can see where it was a turnover to happen.
Yeah, but he makes so many other plays that where he does get there. Joel Embiid's footwork and his ability to handle will turn the ball over sometimes, but it will also be an asset because nobody can handle that. We always find stuff to complain about.
Yeah.
We don't look at plays like he makes, like when he crosses over or goes there and then he's got the quick dribble where he gets past somebody. We don't know, even notice that anymore because he's perfected it.
Yeah, he got Giannis on a crossover in that game against the Bucks.
Exactly.
He got Giannis with the cross.
Now, that's an asset that no defensive alignment can handle. So when you look at things like that, we focus too much on the stuff that guys can't do and not enough on they do these things so much better than anybody else in the league. Dave and Audubon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mike Miss, how you doing?
What's going on, Dave?
Not much. Thanks for taking my call as always. I want to talk a little tournament talk. There's a lot I want to say about the Sixers, especially since some of the calls I've been hearing coming in today. But I'll stick with... Your Twitter poll, let's just ask some of these people if they remember. I believe it was 2010 when the VCU as an 11 seed, I think it was Butler as an 8 seed, Michigan State was a 5, and UConn was either a 3 or a 4, I can't remember. And it was the most boring Final Four.
It was!
Not to mention final I have ever... I think Butler scored like...
They all got blown out. That's the point. Like, it's nice that these schools get a little glory and they upset some teams. But in the end, I want to see, like, mano a mano.
Now, that being said, can I make a counter? I do find myself subconsciously, and it's usually in the first week, like, usually bracket, even though I got the other team in the bracket, I do find myself subconsciously rooting for, like, I think there's a little bit of an underdog in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Take the Duke game last night.
Yeah.
I had them advancing, as would anyone who has watched them play this year.
Right.
But I agree with you. I found myself just wanting to...
I was in the weirdest spot I was ever in, because I was rooting for UCF, and then I'm going, what the hell am I doing this for? I want to see Duke play Michigan State.
When you lay out your bracket, you look at, like... you look down the line and you see some of these top seeds and blue bloods going, oh, that's an interesting matchup. That's an interesting matchup. But
exactly.
You get caught up in the game and these underdogs start to catch, and they should have the dynamic of him being a Krzyzewski's understudy and all that. Like
UCF is a novelty act, right?
Yeah.
They got the 7'6" kid who can't play really. And Dawkins kid. And for one shining moment, they put together a little bit of a run. But in the end, I don't want to see UCF in a Final Four.
No.
I just gave you, I don't know how I missed this game. I got an outright already.
What do you mean?
I missed this. Houston and Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky's favored by how much?
Oh, I didn't look at that.
2.5.
Oh, that looks like Houston.
Houston outright in that game.
Outright.
Nah.
That's it right there. The 2.5 line tells you the tale.
I'm not touching that game. I saw.
Listen, man, I can only give you the golden nuggets.
You bet.
Right? You don't want to take them. Go. You don't have.
You bet it. Nah, I'm root for my bracket. I got Kentucky winning that game.
Houston, that's an outright.
And
2.5.
Yeah, Gonzaga -340 versus Florida State. That tells me all I need to know.
I won't touch that.
Tells me Gonzaga.
But I'm North Carolina money line. Houston outright. It's gonna. In fact, you're gonna place those bets for me, Mr. Jersey.
All right, no problem.
I'll have to give you cash. I'll give you an envelope with cash.
That's all I can get.
Dan in Pottstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Dan?
So I got a quick funny story for you. About 7 or 8 years ago, you were doing a show at Xfinity, and me and a bunch of my buddies went down for a Sixers game, and you and I had a conversation. I was like up at the booth talking to you about Penn State football. Mm-hmm. And I was saying that, you know, I thought Penn State football was going to be back. They were going to be fine. And I remember you just kept saying over and over again, you're like, what are you impressed with? A win over Illinois? Like, what's the big deal? Like, you know, just kind of giving me a hard time. And you autographed a picture of you and it said, to Dan, the greatest Penn State football fan ever.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of my buddies are big fans of yours and we had a place together at the time, so they put it on the fridge. And when people used to come over, they would always be like, my buddies would mess with me and be like, yo, Hoff loves this guy. Like, this is his boy. Like, oh, my God. And people were like, oh, that's so cool. So I moved up here. I'm cleaning out some boxes. And what picture do I find? It's like something out of a horror movie. It's that same picture that you autographed. So
they won a national championship since then, didn't they?
Or Penn State?
Yeah. Oh, they didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, this is why you and I left to get dinner. I'll buy you a drink like that redhead.
All right.
Listen,
I'm hurt. My heart hurts for Penn State football. It does.
No, I just thought that was cool. So now I'm going to put it on my fridge, and maybe I'll pass it down to my idiot son or something.
I see. That's good. Keep that. It's a keeper. An old photo. I got a photo of Steve-O.
Oh, you do?
In my rec room.
That's cool.
Yeah, like a promo shot of Steve-O.
Oh.
Yeah. The legend.
The great Steve-O. And then I have a poster that was, we were at the mall, the King of Prussia Court.
Uh-huh.
And it was a big sign, and then somehow I got it, and I framed it with me and Steve-O.
Oh, that's nice.
Look at that. A guy tried to pull a Izzo on me at that same court, only I didn't respond like the kid did. I responded like an adult, and security ended up having to come.
Where was this?
At that same court.
Oh, wait, at the King of Prussia court?
Yep, dealing with...
Wait, you were doing a public personal appearance?
No, I was doing a remote there.
Mm-hmm. With whom?
With a person who remained nameless.
Oh, okay.
And they tried to pull an Izzo. It didn't go well for him, and then
really?
Security came.
Why did they pull an Izzo with you? What was the beef? Why would they have beef with you? You're just producing the show.
I don't know. I think it had to do with...
Maybe it was the guy you were with.
Yeah.
That unnerved him. Was it the guy with the beard?
Huh? I'm not. There's no comment.
Ugly?
No comment on the guy. But yeah, the security came. It was a whole thing. It just made me think of it because you mentioned the court. And we were doing a show from the court. Yeah.
That was a show 5 o'clock in the morning? For an hour? That guy?
I got no comment.
610-632-0975. Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, apparently the morning show is reacting to it. They didn't like it. Ah, okay. cover sports long enough, you know these things happen. Time for an update on our Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers. If you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Let the trumpet sound. These are the final Twitter poll numbers of the day. Over 2,300 votes on poll number one. Do you like seeing the lower seeds advance in the NCAA tournament? 85% say yes, it's fun. 15% say no, it's fraudulent. Poll number two, the dude poll. Over 1,300 votes on this one. Kristen Ledlow, 25%. Candace Parker, 32%. And the winner of this one, Allie LaForce, at 43%. Poll number three, the counter dude poll. Only 700 votes on this one. 79% say Jay Wright, 10% Wally Zerbiak, and 11% Grant Hill.
I find myself strangely attracted to Wally Zerbiak.
So you would have voted for him?
Exactly. Now, all right, so wait a minute. So Thursday, we have the Phillies opener, right? Now, oh wait, are we against the Phillies opener?
Uh-huh.
Like, how's this work?
So,
like, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
From 2 to 3, we're not on TV. Then from 3 to 6, we are on TV.
Yes.
Which TV?
We'll be on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Well, where's the game on?
NBC 10.
Oh, it's on NBC 10.
Yeah. So the pregame show will be...
I gotta be honest with you. I could have the great Gazoo sitting on my shoulder co-hosting with me, and nobody's gonna watch me.
Well, I'm working on some big things.
Oh, you are?
I'm trying.
You never know.
I don't know if it's all gonna hit, but I got big dreams.
How about if we just televise me? I'll be reading a book for 3 hours.
Nah.
That's what the last button is for.
Well, how about this? How about if I bring in a fish tank and you watch the fish for 3 hours to calm you down?
Nah, I'm working on people. Now, I need yeses, but I'm shooting
high.
Against
the Phillies game.
We're going to have a great show.
We're going to have a great show.
Johnny Carson could come in here, guest host.
I'm trying to book Johnny. It's hard to get in touch with him from beyond.
You better get Flavor Flav in here, people.
Here's Johnny.
I tried to get Ed as well. It's hard to get in touch with both of them. Either one of them. I wanted to squash their beef since Johnny wouldn't talk to him when they went to break.
Hey, Ed McMahon?
Yeah, he wouldn't talk to him.
Why?
They would be chuckling, Johnny, and Ed cut.
And
he wouldn't talk to Ed.
That's it?
Yeah, Johnny wouldn't talk to Ed. That'd be like if Mike Dorn breaks, just wouldn't talk to me.
Give me Arsenio Hall and his posse to come in here.
Well, I try to get the posse in there.
Seriously, we're dead on Thursday.
No, we are not.
You right now could win if you're willing to do something, make a one-time sacrifice, but you keep saying no.
Put a cardboard cutout of me here, and I'll go play golf.
No, there's a real thing.
Can we do that?
There's something you should do on Thursday.
What's that?
Saying no to it.
What?
And it's my best idea.
What is it? Juggle?
No. You should bring back the Field of 64 on Thursday.
Field of 64?
Yes.
You have 2 days to put it together. What kind of Field of 64 am I going to put together?
Whatever one you want. The candy one was great. Any one you want. Bring back the Field. The people have been asking for it.
Easter's right around the corner, Mike.
People have been begging for the Field of 64. Bring it back for Thursday. I'm serious. That will win.
I don't know. It's just kind of like repeat topics. I don't have an original topic to bring back.
You don't have actors and actresses? People have been begging for the Field of 64. Bring it back for Thursday. A one-time only thing.
Actors and actresses?
Yes.
Yeah.
Top 64.
I could see Tom Hanks.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's 64.
He'll make it far.
Of all time.
Tom Hanks is the Field.
No, he's not. Come on, Mike. He's not the Field.
I'm serious.
I don't know. All right.
That's the answer. People will tune in and we can prep that.
Actresses, the other side actors.
Yep. Yeah.
Field of 64, and then boom.
Oh, I try to put that together.
Or you can even go like actors, actress, actors, actress. So like in the final four, you get like men versus women twice, so it can be, yeah.
How about me do it? Me and a Rubik's Cube.
No. The Field.
3 hours.
I'm telling you, I'm about to make the announcement on social media on Thursday. The return of the Field of 64. One time only.
You're stressing me out, man. You're putting me to work.
I mean, I will send you a list of my suggestions. And then you can see them however you want. I'm going to send you suggestions. Natalie will help too.
Yeah.
But bring it back. People want it to come back.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Thursday.
Against Bryce Harper and your fight.
There we go.
The Field of 64 on Thursday. Who would dare watch the Phillies?
We can work something out.
I'm telling you, we're not out of it. There's
we're not
a last
out of it.
There's a last button, Mike.
Moody's going, do I have to produce that show on Thursday?
I'm going to do what we can.
Let's get Matt Downey down. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, Mike, I got a good suggestion. Why don't you do like best sports movies or something, a Field of 64?
We're gonna do actors and actresses. How's that?
Okay.
I don't know how many sports movies I could put in there.
Right.
I don't think I have 64 sports movies that are any good.
Yeah, right.
I hear you. Field of 32.
I'm still going strong with Kentucky, though, by the way, so I'm still happy with that.
You got Kentucky.
Yeah, man.
Hanging in there.
Looking good so far. So about the Sixers, I think we come back strong tonight, Mike. I think we definitely take this game and realize that the other night was just an aberration. And, you know, everybody plays a little bit better and plays a little better defense, I think.
Listen, if they can't beat this team tonight, I'm going to be really stunned. You know, and this line is scaring the daylights out of me. You're coming off a loss to Atlanta. You know, I don't get it.
What do you think? What's your biggest fear? I mean, I think that, you know, the biggest thing, I mean, everyone's playing, right? We're not resting anybody, right?
We don't know that. There's got to be. Vegas knows something. Annis isn't playing? All right. Well, that shouldn't make the line a point and a half.
No, I would think Embiid or Simmons or Butler weren't playing or something.
All right. All right,
man. You know, go Sixers.
All right, Matt. Matt mixed two words there. He went aberration.
Aberration, right?
Aberration and apparition. An apparition is a ghost, I think, from Macbeth.
Yes.
Is that what it was, Macbeth?
The
apparition comes from Macbeth,
I don't know if it comes from there, but I know it's part of it.
Yeah.
Here it is.
What?
Ben Simmons is out with a stomach virus.
I thought we were talking about it.
Yeah, sorry.
What?
I just saw that. There it is. Yeah.
That's where it is. So I'm not, but if they lose, I'm not going to panic now without Ben Simmons.
So Ennis and Ben Simmons are out?
Yeah. So
who plays tonight? Oh, they brought up those
all of them. They're all here the rest of the way.
Your boy's going to play tonight.
Zaire's going to play and Shake's going to play.
Shake Milton in the lineup early.
Shake's
going
to prove you wrong now. Watch Shake tonight. Three threes from Shake, and then you'll be like, well, maybe. You'll be giving me a maybe tomorrow.
Jimmy Butler's got to play a lot at the one tonight.
Yeah, TJ's going to start. And then the good thing is Orlando's worst player is their point guard. They mean they stink. If they be a real playoff team, it's not for their point guard.
Stomach virus.
I mean, he's played through everything. They probably forced him not to play.
Yeah, you know, that's a maintenance day.
Maybe he needs Maalox.
That's
stomach virus.
Yeah, you mentioned the Maalox. You got out of the car to give it to him. Yeah, that explains the line, though. They knew all along somebody wasn't playing. That's what it was.
See that? They knew. Vegas knows.
They know.
All right. Coming up in 5 minutes, sound off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, you hit us up. on Sound Offline and leave a message. And your message, it impresses us, or it kind of gives us any kind of a strange reaction that we think will play good on radio and now television, we'll put it in our package for the day. So let's see what we got on the Sound Off today. And before we get to that, by the way, I got to tell you about our Fanatic Deal of the Week, which is a great deal of the week. Fanatic Deal of the Week, $50 gift certificate to the pub in Pennsauken, the site of my first date with a girl for $25. First time I took a girl out to dinner was at the pub many years ago.
Love the pub.
This exclusive offer from the Fanatics Deal of the Week is available through Sunday, March 31st, or while supplies last. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. The keyword is deal. All right, let's roll.
You can't lose twice to the Hawks, and you also lost to the Cavaliers. If you're one of the elite teams, you can't lose to bad teams that are 20, 30 games under 500. I'm sorry. I'm not making any excuses, but he's making bad decisions sometimes when it comes to personnel.
I'm sure, in the history.
I'm just sick and tired of seeing the same stuff.
In the history of the NBA, there has been a great team that never lost to a bad team. Right? In the history of the NBA. Of course they lose! Nobody goes 82-0, so there's going to be games that good teams, like even the great Chicago Bulls team, right? Even the great Lakers team had to lose some games, and they must have lost in the lousy teams on a night when they weren't playing well.
Yes, I remember the Bulls with Jordan when they set the then record, the 70 wins at the time. They lost to a team under 500 during that year. Oh, how Michael Jordan let that happen.
In a perfect world, you would think that a good team would beat a bad team every time. It's the NBA. These are pro players.
It's like pulling teeth with these fans. Guys, you can't call up and say, oh, the Sixers aren't good against good teams. Oh, the Sixers can't beat the Nets. This Sixers team has never played the Nets. You just sound idiotic. And you're making all of us as Philadelphia sports fans look bad. Stop with those phone calls. The Sixers will breeze out of the first round.
This first round nonsense is like ridiculous. You could possibly fathom that they can lose four games. Maybe a game, okay? One game they can lose to the Nets or the Pistons. They can lose four.
These people need to relax, man. We lost one game, dude. We're not going to go undefeated the whole year. Mike, there's a movie quote for you, brother. You win some, you lose some. But you live to fight another day, brother.
What movie is that from?
Friday.
That's what?
Friday. It's before he fights Debo. You win some, you lose some.
But you live to fight another day. I thought he was talking about a sports movie.
Well, that's the only movie I know of a Friday before he fought Debo. Okay. Debo had a fatal flaw in that fight scene. One time he had Craig knocked out with the sleeper hold. And then rather than knock him out with a temple shot or whatever, he hit him in the chest. And then that kind of revived Craig, and then he came out and took him out with a brick. But that was where I remember him saying it before, because I'm going to put the gun down. And
Debo was fierce looking, man.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have been afraid of Debo.
Yeah.
RELAS. Find out, they lost one game, so like they just won six. These people are panicking. If they lose like that over and over again in the playoffs, then there's something to panic about. But just relax.
All right, where were these callers today? None of them called today. I guess they're time for Sound Off.
Cats lose. Ah, that's a shame.
It must have hurt that kid who does their play-by-play.
Oh, Austin?
No, the guy who does their radio play-by-play. He does cats win, after they win. You ever listen to him on the radio?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The guy, I forget his name, but he does with my buddy Whitey, does the broadcast.
Yeah.
I wonder what happens if you lose a game like that, with how he signs off.
Probably thank you. Thank you to the seniors.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to the seniors.
Yeah.
All right.
The Phillies have done a lot to improve the offense, but they're still missing the boat on the starting pitcher. They've only got one bona fide starter so far, and who knows? If he should get hurt, what happens there? You got three guys, Pivetta, Velasquez, and Eflin, and none of them have really proved themselves yet. The probability that you're going to get all three of these guys doing decent is almost zilch.
And there's nothing you can do about it, bro. You just got to live with it. Now, you got to hope Arrieta is okay. And then Pivetta's had a good spring, so we'll see what happens. But I agree with you. But here's the thing. They'll know what exactly they have to do to correct it. And so I have faith in it. Meanwhile, they're going to win some games with their offense. It's going to make it a little better that their rotation is not that great.
You know, Mikey, personally, I don't use a knife to eat spaghetti or pizza. But food isn't meant to be respected. It's meant to be eaten. And how people do it is really none of your concern. So knock it off!
No, it is my concern. Food is to be respected. And you can't eat spaghetti and drink milk with spaghetti. You're diluting the taste of the spaghetti. You know? You're taking away the acidic, tomato-y appeal of a good tomato sauce is diluted by milk. Respect the food.
Mike Trout, what a sellout to the city of Philadelphia and the local area. I want him nowhere near an Eagles game where I see him chumming in the comfy seat for a Birds game. Oh, no. He should be banned. He is not a true Philadelphian. See you, Mike. You're done.
You are the absolute worst of all Philadelphia fans. You are in that category of the worst of Philadelphia fans for having that kind of reaction to a guy who was offered $425 million. Come on, dude.
Can't have it both ways. Federal Codger said that baseball players should shave and dress the same way. You said, let them express their own individuality. Well, if I want to eat spaghetti with a fork and a knife, I'm just expressing my own individuality.
Your individuality is bogus. See, there's some things you just can't do. Cutting spaghetti with a knife and a fork isn't metagon. Now, if you want to live that way the rest of your life and justify it, then go ahead. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today on Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
Apparently I touched a nerve with that spaghetti thing.
Yeah, people still calling about it.
I think
last week
because they do it, so they're trying to
justify the fact that they can't master a twirl of a fork to put spaghetti on it. Work on it. Practice. Practice with udon noodles. Whatever you have to do.
Yeah, noodles
Chinese,
are cheap.
Go to a Chinese restaurant, get some lo mein. Practice.
Yeah.
All right, that's Sound Off. We got to thank everybody and tell Devon's coming up in Sixers Magic on TV. Quick slants. Stay tuned for that. And have a great night, everybody. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.